This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister of Mauritius Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam today called on the President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Welcoming the Prime Minister and his delegation, the President said India is supporting the developmental priorities of the Government of Mauritius and expressed confidence that the new special economic package will be able to meet the needs of the government and the people of island nation. The meeting concludes Prime Minister Ramgoolam's 8-day state visit to India, during which he visited Mumbai, Varanasi, Ayodhya and Tirupati. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister of Mauritius called on Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article by Union Minister Mansukh Mandaviya on social media, showcasing how the vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas is now part of everyday life. The Prime Minister called this approach the Bharatiya model, first implemented in Gujarat and later scaled across India, crediting it for taking governance to the last mile and setting the nation on track for Viksit Bharat by 2047. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the second National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force Heads of States and Union Territories in New Delhi today. Heads of Anti-Narcotics Task Force of 36 states and union territories, apart from stakeholders from other government departments, are also attending the two-day conference. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah informed that the Drug-Free India campaign is currently being organized in 372 districts across the country. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced that the national target for food grain production has been set at 362.5 million tonnes for the 2025-26 Rabi season. Mr. Chauhan announced this in a press conference in New Delhi after he chaired discussions with state agriculture ministers during the National Conference on Agriculture Rabi Campaign 2025. Heavy rainfall across various districts of Uttarakhand has severely affected normal life. Landslides in the hilly areas have damaged several roads, with major rivers flowing above normal levels. We have more from our correspondent.
Due to the rains, a portion of a pulley on a Haridwar-Dehradun National Highway near the Lal Tapar area has been damaged. Relief and rescue teams are present at the affected locations. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with the Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami over the phone to get a detailed update on the situation. They assured full support from the central government and emphasized that the centre stands firmly with the state in these times of the crisis. Chief Minister Dhami conducted an on-ground inspection of the affected areas, reviewed the relief efforts. The Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rain in Dehradun, Nainital and Champawat district today with warnings of heavy rain in other regions as well. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said the country is committed towards leveraging digital innovation in order to enhance labour market efficiency and workers' welfare. The minister was addressing after the signing of MOU between government and International Labour Organization virtually today. India's ambassador to the United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, described the partnership between ISRO and NASA as one of the most important pillars of India-US cooperation. Mr. Quatra was speaking at the India-USA Space Collaboration event in Washington.
The future is clearly bright. India is looking at its own manned mission to Moon, but also its own space program, which we are expecting to be ready between 2028 and 2035, its own space station, and of course the Gaganyaan mission. And in all this, NASA has truly been really an exemplary partner for us.
Team India vice-captain Smriti Mandhana has reclaimed the top spot in the latest ICC Women's Cricket ODI batting rankings. The opening batter dethroned England skipper Nat Sivabrant after a fine half-century against Australia in the series opener on Sunday. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended around 0.7% higher today. The Sensex surged 595 points to cross the 82,000 mark for the first time this month, closing at 82,381, while Nifty advanced 172.70 points to settle at 25,239. And that is the end of this news bulletin.